Hey, welcome back to the Investigative Journal on this April 22nd, 2015 day in our calendar. I am your host, Greg Anthony, and you're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com. You can catch my show every evening from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at FirstAmendmentRadio.com, or get all the replays in a number of different places, one being Liberty Radio Live, another being ArcticBeacon.com. You can also listen to this show on three AM stations in the South, and also selected shows on shortwave. All right, so let's get back. This is part two again this week on the Tony Alamo story. And I wanted to finish up. What I'm doing in these two shows, I'm showing you some of the things he said over the years that got him into trouble. And the reason he got in the hot water with the Vatican-led New World Order is he was telling you the truth about that. Now, the point is, the reason as a journalist that I began covering this story and talking about the Vatican and many, many other situations around the world and things they have done is because I lived in Rome for 7 years during the 1980s during the Vatican Bank scandal and saw firsthand what they're really all about. So I said to myself, well, as a journalist, what you're really taught to do is to get that scoop, the story no one tells. And so, first of all, you could say, well, this is the greatest story never told. But that's really not accurate. It is the greatest story covered up because it has been told throughout the course of history many, many times. There have been many hundreds of books written about the evil in the Vatican, and I'm not talking about the, you know, good guy, bad guy evil they played up in their fake movie Angels and Demons. And go back and listen to my show regarding that and regarding Ron Howard and Tom Hanks and all of their cover-ups when they did that propaganda piece. You know, I had some connections in Rome, and where do you think the funding for that movie came from? They were in Rome talking to the cardinals to make sure they get it right. Then they shot it at the Vatican. So, I mean, when you find when the thesis of that movie is the Illuminati, the Vatican is fighting the Illuminati, and there's parts of the Illuminati that are trying to destroy the good part of the church. And, of course, the good guys win, the Vatican. It's all, you know, backwards. Not the truth. Because the Vatican is the Illuminati. There is no good side. If there is any good side, it isn't at the top levels. Sure, there's a lot of people that work for them that don't know what they're doing and blindly follow all their propaganda. But that's typical in any organization. You can take any organization in the country, our government, the Knesset in Israel, any one of these organizations has the same, basically, need to know. The military, need to know basis. We got all these guys. Look, you know how many people when I talked about the Vietnam War, and that's the war that I was young enough to be in and didn't have to go because of the lottery. My number was, you've heard the story. Back then, they started a lottery system, and luckily my number was below or above what they wanted, so I didn't have to go. But anyway, I wanted to bring out some things that Tony Alamo, now he's a minister, a pastor of a Bible-believing church that became quite successful across the country and helped a lot of people, and he decided that he wouldn't pull any punches and he would tell you the truth about this beast because the reformers did in a spiritual way during the Reformation. Now, when we listen to people today like Bill O'Reilly and all these talking heads on Fox News and the Pope tell us that they are Christians, it's ridiculous. The Vatican and Roman Catholicism is not Christianity. If you want to call it Roman Catholicism, go right ahead, but don't pollute the word Christianity with that, because that has a whole different meaning. But you see, that's how they get away with this. It's the biggest scam in the world. They put their, you know, they hide behind the cloak of Jesus and God. And that's what they do. And the high-level people really aren't worshiping that God. They're worshiping some kind of satanic pagan God that I've showed you. They're worshiping ISIS, if you really want to get down to it. And ask yourself what those obelisks are doing in supposedly a Christian organization. They tell you that. In Rome, if you go right through St. Peter's Square, you're going to find an Egyptian obelisk. That's a symbol of worshiping Isis. It's a pagan symbol. Now, we have that same symbol here in America. And we have that same symbol in London. You know, go to Washington, D.C. and get to the bottom of what that is. It's not a symbol of freedom. It's a pagan worshiping of Isis. And I got, go back to my shows, and you will see what I'm talking about. Go back to some of my old shows. You can find them on the website. And you'll see what I'm talking about when it comes to ISIS. And I'm probably going to have to do another show on it. Because Americans are so stupid, they won't listen. They don't listen to this stuff. And the reason they don't is because they've been brainwashed by the very organization that I'm talking about. And the very organization Tony Alamo tried to tell people about as well. And I ran into him because I was trying to find people in this country that understood something about this story. And were not, and were courageous enough in light of knowing the trouble they can get into when you fight this group. It's kind of like this. Do you remember that statement by George Bernard Shaw? I mean, he's a writer. He said, and most people in America are like this, never get into a fight with a pig because you will get dirty. And in fact, the pig likes it. Now, you know what? When I talk about these guys, and when Tony Alamo talked about the Vatican, and when many others, Alberto Rivera, I can go Tupper Saucy, I can go on and on, they understood one thing. They understood that you can't get into a wrestling match with these people physically. You can't revolt against these people because you'll lose. But you can make other people aware of what's going on and make yourself available so that people that want to learn and those that have an open mind to even listen have an opportunity. And that's all they did. And for that, the reason that Tony Alamo was in jail for 175 years, and we're in the second part of the show today, I'll go over some of the evidence that shows it was a frame job. And I did that yesterday, so go back to yesterday's show. But before that, let me show you a few things he said over the years that got him into trouble, because he wasn't afraid to talk about these people. And the reason they came down on him is because he didn't just go out and talk to his neighbor. He was talking to the world about this. He sent out huge amounts of hundreds of millions of newsletters all over the world. He did radio shows daily on shortwave, spending a lot of money to get this message out. And so they knew. And he had very prosperous churches all over, several all over the country. And boy, if you went to any of them, you'd find that it wasn't exactly what the the Vatican basically, to me, is the biggest cult in the world, but that's how they get these smaller groups. The Pope John Paul II even said, before he died, that the people that they're worried about now are these fringe groups. And you go back, and I've given you some quotes. He's targeting these Christian organizations that are made, and they want to make them out to be a cult, just because they follow the Bible. And that means you cut the Vatican out. You don't need them. Now, Rome started their ecumenical movement, and most of you probably, if you call yourself a Christian and you're not a Roman Catholic, you go to these Protestant churches, and they never talk against the Vatican, because if they do, they understand what's going to happen to them. So they're giving you half-truths, and you still sit there, and you say, I can get something out of this. You can't get anything out of it. Now, let me tell you some of the things he said over the years that got him into the hot water with the Vatican. He said this. He said, one of my attorneys in New York, and the reason he has had attorneys is over 40 years they've tried to persecute this guy. And I've documented that on my show. And they tried to shut this ministry down. That was their goal. If it was only him that they were after, think about this. They got him in jail now, 175 years on fake charges. Then they would allow the other people to continue, right? But no, they had to destroy the whole thing. If he was the only threat, and that's all they said, and it was a lie to begin with, then why did they still come down on the church? Saying that if the threat is over, so I'm just talking from their point of view, then why did they try? Why did they take all their children into custody, put them in the foster homes? Why are they now trying to take every piece of property that they own, put it in the Vatican coffers? Ask yourself that question. Now, this is what he said. He said, one of my attorneys in New York, Ron Kuby, made a statement in two articles entitled Troubling Questions in Troubling Times in the World Trade Center, The Horror and the Tragedy, The Bravery and the Enigma. Regarding the 1993 attempt to destroy the World Trade Center, we forget about that one, don't we? You know, we're almost forgetting about 2001. But remember in 1993 they attempted to do this, and this attorney said, quote, mastermind of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing was the government of the United States. It was a phony government-engineered conspiracy to begin with. It would never have amounted to anything had the government not planned it. What else did they plan, folks? Well, we've went over many, many of them. I'll tell you one they planned. When I was in Italy, Reagan was coming to Italy for the first time. They blew up a bomb in near Piazza Barberini, a terrorist organization. Yeah. I mean, they were doing it back then. And one of the things I've learned when I was in Italy is that's where they were practicing this terrorism on the people. They remember the Bologna bombing? You probably don't. Most people think it's Bologna, right? It's Bologna. It's a city in northern Italy. And they were doing the same thing there, testing, and American money was paying for it. I found out the American newspaper that I used to have a radio show on for a while and wrote for was funded by the CIA. Now, here's what he said. So he said his attorney's telling you that the mastermind, even in 93, was the government. So who do you think was involved in the year 2001? When Americans... Now, he said this. He said, the Vatican, the root of all evil. When Americans protest a little too angrily against the war, the Pope and his puppets in the United States will instigate many other 9/11s and Pearl Harbors in hopes of making everyone feel ashamed for demonstrating against Bush and this war. He's talking about now this war in Iraq. We remember that's where this thing started. Well, the Middle East has been going on for a long time. But look at where we're at now. And listen to what he's saying back then, which is really exactly where we're at now, fighting this ISIS enemy, which is really a creation of the Vatican. Now, I'm going to add this, and he knows this as well, that we have these puppets all over the world, but they got to get their marching orders from somebody, and there's got to be a network that works this. And I'm telling you, with the experience that the Vatican and the Jesuits have, that's where all roads lead. Now, but now we go back to what he was saying. He's saying they will instigate many other 9/11s, said Alamo, and Pearl Harbors, in hopes of making everyone feel ashamed for demonstrating against Bush and the war. But remember who's causing the Pearl Harbors and the 9/11s. When the next Pearl Harbor or 9/11 happens here, remember that I, along with others, told you so, and I've been telling you the same things for 38 years. When are you people in the United States and the rest of the world going to get wise to what's causing all of these evil things to happen to you? There are millions of books, he says, that have been written about Rome and her popes. If you refuse to believe what the source of all the world problems is, there will never be an end to them. If you fight only the Pope's puppets, you merely are pruning the branches of the most evil cult in the world. And this will only make Rome stronger until perhaps God destroys this wicked cult power beast, this cult media once and for all. Now, what he's saying here, and I'm going to add this, is that if really think about it now, go to the internet and see what all these groups are fighting. They're fighting the branches of Rome. You know, they're attacking all of these branches of the tree and trying to chop off the branch. Every one of these branches, whether one is a 9/11 branch, one is an Oklahoma City branch, you know, the bombing there, Waco, all of these things. And it goes on, whether it's now ISIS, whether it's Walmart being involved with NASA, whether it's, you know, understanding that the space program is basically flawed and a lie, and understanding that maybe, you know, we didn't go to the moon. All these people, there's groups out there, and all of these groups are fighting these branches that seem to be polluted. Then fight the government. Oh, it's the bankers. No, it's the Bilderberg group. And there's another branch they're trying to cut off and expose. But what he's seeing is the reason that a lot of these alternative media places exist is to protect the tree, the roots of the tree that still remain. And until that tree, that evil tree is cut down, so to speak, till that evil tree is exposed, nothing will ever change because the branches will grow again. And there'll be more and more. Pretty soon, everyone has lost. You know, many of these people in the internet are talking truth, but they don't get to the problem and where it all comes from. And that's the key to this story that I'm telling. I'm not telling these people to stop doing that. In fact, when I talk about all, you know, there's a lot of controlled opposition people out there in all of these different groups, too. And, you know, I don't really get too upset because you can learn a lot from them. But you've got to understand who they are and expose, you know, and just tell people. Hey, listen to these other guys. Listen to this, but, you know, use your own common sense. And that's what they want to take away from you. Just like the Vatican wants to take away your relationship with God if you are a Christian. And they want to intercede and say, no, you're not smart enough. You have to come to us. Pay us. We'll protect you. We're the ones that talk to God, not you. That's really what this ministry here is telling people. And Rome can't have that, especially if it gets popular. And pretty soon, there won't be that tree, that big evil tree, right? They understand that. And so he continued and he said this. Let me check the time so I don't run out of time. We got about 7 minutes. He says, the popes, this is Tony talking, the pope loves when you believe that his puppets are causing all the trouble. This makes the pope, Rome, and Vatican look like Snow White, doesn't it? You believe he doesn't want to control the world just because he says it in the media. He says, I don't want war. But his plan, they say that right now. They say it all the time. I want peace. I want, but his plan is to control the world, includes the shock and appease, shock and appease, shock and appease, 9-11 and appease, 9-11 and appease, 9-11 and appease until he has his way. The Pope's media says, look what's happening in the Middle East. Look what they have done. Look at what the Arabs are doing. His puppets are insane. They take the abuse that belongs to the Pope by doing what he says. The Pope tells Bush, don't worry about them mocking you, George. When Americans' hatred gets to the highest pitch against you, we'll make them feel like dogs. And you will be the hero when we start pelting America with more terrorist attacks, more 9-11s. Don't worry about it, George. I'll make you a big man. I'll make the media exalt you. Just don't let anyone know that we have talked, that we are working together. We have to protect our Roman coven above everything else in the world. Remember, George, the United States people will not go to war until they really get ticked off. So the more belligerent they get, the more terrorists and the more 9-11s we'll give them until they agree to take over the countries we need in our one world system. Rome's puppets in the United States pretend they are defenders of the U.S. Constitution, says Tony. But according to insiders, they're exactly the opposite. The propagandists have us believing that if we kill Iraqis, we will be free from the terrorists. But in reality, if we kill those who are not the terrorists, only the terrorists will remain. How many innocents have died with the bombings going on this very minute, and I'm talking right now, in the Middle East? Back to Tony, he says, this is the first time in history that the United States has declared war against any country. Now we've declared war against some kind of organization that's taking over, you know, ISIS. Well, it's not uncommon. We've been at war We're a warring nation, folks. And I'm, you know, this is me speaking. We're just a war. That's what we do well here. We've been in war in our country for all but about 20 years of its history. And I'm sure during that period of time we were planning something. Now, so that was a great, if we kill those people in Iraq, whether who does it, they don't care. Only terrorists will remain, right? The ones that are paid by the Vatican and us to get this dirty work done. This is the first time in history that the United States, now, I'll say this, we're fighting some enemy that we can't even say, okay, this is where it is on the map. Now, Tony said, it's obvious to millions of people. Let me check the time. Just rolls on by, doesn't it? Yeah, we got about 3 minutes here. It's obvious to millions of people that the things Ron Kuby, one of my attorneys, said, as well as other things mentioned in this literature, are positively the truth. God's word is true, and his promises are true. All of yesterday and today's troubles are emanating from Rome, the mother of harlots, the Vatican. You can get that in Revelation 17:5. Now, why? I'm asking you this, and Tony's said this many times as well to me privately. He said, why don't you think the rest of these pastors in these Protestant churches that cuddle up to Rome and the ecumenical movement don't mention this? Because if they did, they wouldn't be in the ecumenical movement. Rome has always stated, we are the mother church. You're going to listen to us. That's why they don't say anything, and that's why I bet 90% of the people, 99% of people listening go to those churches, here, especially here in America. And he said this, we know these people are a part of Rome, the Roman cult and conspiracy to rule the world. Otherwise, they would not be so blatant in doing the things they are obviously doing. We know that the great red dragon, the devil, empowers Rome with his wicked spirit and has literally mesmerized the entire world with his many evil spirits. Well, pretty good words. And I'm going to come back and tell you a few more things he said. And hopefully we'll have time to get into some of the evidence that shows you his frame. I did that yesterday. If not, we can always do it tomorrow or another show. However, what this reminds me of, I was listening to Bill O'Reilly on Fox News the other day, and he kind of called out some Christian groups for claiming that, and kind of relating that they are terrorists too, because they think that if people don't follow God in a certain way, they will go to hell. So he was saying, you know, to certain Christian religions, you know, basically, he was giving you the Pope's words. And really, what is going on here? These are peaceful groups. Now, if you worship God in a certain way, you're not fighting anybody. You're saying, listen, live a certain life and this is where it'll go. Now, what's wrong with that? You know, everybody has the right to their religious views. But when you see what these guys do on these talk shows, they're basically bringing everybody together with Rome, because the Pope now supposedly, you know, accepts everyone. But don't they remember what they've done in the past to Christians? Don't they talk about that? And things are going on the same right now. They're doing the same thing now. But they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. Because if you listen to what the Pope said, you know, he said, listen, atheists can go to heaven. But then at the same time, if you are a Christian who believes in the Bible, you're a heretic. And that's reason to kill you, according to canon law. It's not murder. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States in 1963.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. Confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President today.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead. It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Okay, let's get back to this last 30 minutes on the investigative journal and then move on. But I'm telling you something. What I said last half hour, very true. The talking heads like Bill O'Reilly, they fail to mention that canon law has not changed. And if it has changed, and then the Pope has changed, why don't they strike these from the record? And the record is this, that if you're a heretic, and a heretic is one who basically is a Bible-believing person who doesn't, is a Christian, who doesn't follow the Pope. Now, what canon law says is that you can be killed, and it's not murder. All right, Mr. O'Reilly, why don't you just tell people that? Because they don't want to get into that. People don't even, they don't even want you to know that there is a, that they do follow canon law. So does Bill O'Reilly, so does our government. They don't follow the Constitution. You might as well just start looking at what Rome's, you know, you can find, you know, interesting enough though, canon law. When you go to some of these canon law, that's all written in different languages, right? Well, they have English translations, but it's hard to find. But you can get it all. And also, when you look at all their concordats, now a concordate is a legal treaty between a country and the Vatican. They have 200 of them, including one with us, although they don't specifically call it that because they, you know, they don't want to, but it's basically the same thing. They initiated diplomatic relations with our country back in, with Reagan. After it was discontinued because of our government knew that they'd killed Lincoln. Okay. So, when you try to read these concordats, you can find them, but they're in different languages, too. They're not, you know, and they're, I mean, in a concordat, look, if you have a, they'll deal with countries that are fascist, or they'll deal with America, you know, with democratic countries, so they know everything. That's why they're used, the Jesuit order is used to, you know, keep the world together. And when you want to look at their organization, all you got to do is talk, you know, get the quotes from some books regarding what the Third Reich said, and the leaders of the Third Reich, they modeled their organization off the Vatican and the Jesuit order. Because they're the ones who instigated it and put it together. All right. So, now we're going to go back and look at some more that Tony said. And he said this. He said, Hermann Göring says Tony Alamo, a Nazi leader next in rank to Hitler himself, said in the Nuremberg trials, quote, "Why, of course, the people of every nation don't want war, but after all, it is the leaders of the country who plan wars. And it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship, or parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked by some evil person or country, and they will do it. They will denounce the pacifists, those who oppose war, for lack of patriotism, and say they are exposing the country to danger." Again, the statement is recorded in the documents of the Nuremberg trials in Nuremberg, Germany. Now, isn't that exactly what's going on today? To a greater extent with this ISIS threat? Yes. Now, Tony continued and said, R. Joseph, Ph.D., in his book American Betrayed, Bush, Bin Laden, 9/11, stated, "Based on the wealth of facts detailed and documented in Part 2 of this book, American Betrayed, we are charging high-ranking officials in the FBI, CIA, and Bush administration with treason and the mass murder of nearly 3,000 Americans on 9/11/2001. Key FBI headquarters personnel had to be spies or blind as moles who were actually working for the Pope. Key FBI HQ personnel continued to almost inexplicably throw up roadblocks and undermine Minneapolis' desperate efforts to stop terrorists who planned to take control of a plane and fly it into the World Trade Center. These statements were verified by the unnamed FBI supervisor and by Colleen M. Rawley, an FBI special agent and chief division counsel. As detailed part two of his book, American Betrayed, the reason the FBI, CIA, and Bush administration failed to connect the dots is because they are the dots. 3 months before 9/11, says Tony Alamo, in the July 3, 2001 issue of the supermarket tabloid Sun, it was reported that the Vatican predicted there would be a great wave of terrorism in the United States in the early fall. The Vatican is no prophets. They are simply political warmongers and terrorists. Of course, a little more than 2 months later, the World Trade Center was hit, which triggered several bombs in the buildings at different intervals, and the World Trade Center became ground zero. Now, nearly 3,000 American citizens were killed. The Vatican is a political organization, said Tony Alamo. They don't know God, but they blaspheme him in every way. I began writing a message to the people of the United States about this years ago. I also broadcast messages on tape telling the people of the United States and the world that the Vatican and its political leaders were definitely going to start a terrorist campaign in the United States in the early fall of 2001. It's easy for the Vatican to predict these terrorist attacks because they and those they control are the terrorists. With the threat of more terrorist attacks, the deceived American public ran to the heads of state rather than to God to find out what they could do to stop terrorism. The heads of nations gave the Americans no hope. The high powers of spiritual wickedness in this world do not want people in the world to have hope. They lie to the people by saying the hope is found in them rather than in God. Now, he writes this, echoes from the past. He says that Dr. Joseph's book, American Betrayed, stated the new leader of the free world who promised a new world order did not win power by democratic means. He was appointed after he failed to win the presidency with the majority of the votes. Yet he did have the backing of banks, industrialists, transportation corporations, including those controlled or directed by Americans' leading families, and the father of George Bush. And what he's trying to get at here is he's trying to show you that there is no vote. Your vote doesn't count. It's all a fraud. So, this he says that in his book, that same year he took office, the nation was struck by terrorists, one of the nation's most recognizable symbols, burned and then crashed to the ground. And Dr. Joseph said, this is a cunning and well-prepared plot Terrorists were to blame, the government announced, foreign terrorists and their agents. Yet what the people were told was that the man ostensibly in charge of the investigation deleted critical information and rewrote investigative police reports. He did not. He did so to protect and cover up the government and the Vatican. I'll add that involvement in this deed, dastardly deed. Dr. Joseph's book further alleges that the government and the nation's media were instead warned that the terrorists were running amok and that the nation was in danger. Freedom itself was under assault. The nation and freedom must be protected from terrorism and the people of the world. The leader who promised a new world order, that's exactly what he said, warned that the nation, that only his part could protect the people from terrorism. Only his party was concerned with national security. And as Hermann Göring later boasted, who burned the Reichstag, the German parliament building, I burned it, bragged Göring. Dr. Joseph's book says, as the German people later learned, but as many suspected even then, it was Hitler, Göring, and the Nazi party who instructed the Nazis to set fire to the Reichstag. So the Reichstag is a pretty good example of what happened here. They used the same ideas over and over again because they work. The Reichstag fire, said Tony, took place before World War II on the night of February 27, 1933. The Nazis started the fire, blamed it on the communists and the Jews, and used this incident to enact a decree to go to war for the protection of the people of Germany and the state. Just throw in different names, the World Trade Center, and the same thing is occurring all over again. On the day, on February 28, 1933, the day after the fire, Hitler's dictatorship began. This is the exact same thing that happened here in the United States the day after 9/11, although different names and faces, said Darnie. This is when the Pope and his puppets took over control of the world, or so they thought. But he says, not all of us are cattle or ignorant as to what they are doing. Back then, he blamed the commies and the Jews. Today, it's bin Laden, who is said to have been dead for years of kidney failure, or the Arabic nations, or Iraq, Saddam Hussein, or I may add ISIS today, the continuation of this. Lies and propaganda, isn't it wonderful, said the Pope and his Nazi party world leaders. As the Biography Channel stated March 5, 2003, in its two-hour special on the Vatican, the heads of nations say, yes, sir, bow down and kiss the Pope's feet. Are Hitler and Göring still alive? Answer is no. Is the Nazi Party still alive? Yes. Joseph states in his book that Bush has several Nazi war criminals as his advisors. We also have their sons and their daughters. The doctor continues saying, these are the, quote, the same men who used terrorism and the threat of terrorism to consolidate their power. The Vatican and its puppets are once again blaming someone else, the Arabic nations, for 9/11. According to many, who knows? The planes may have been remote controlled by someone in the United States. We don't know. There's so many different theories, but we know that we need, even, you know, and I'm going to add this, even the 9/11 truth groups out there, there's some out there that are doing some wonderful work still to give us more information. But many of them do not get to the base of the tree again. And that is the key to this whole story, to stop it again, because what's happening, by the time they're still working on we're still working on 9/11 while they're way ahead preparing ISIS for the next attack. And it's the same thing all over again. And he told you this years ago. And let me tell you, the reason I'm giving you all this, a lot of what he said, is because this is some of the information that landed him in jail for 175 years and how they had to frame him. Because he's telling you the truth, and he's doing it not only from a secular point of view, but from the pulpit. And they don't want that to be out there. I mean, they want to control you mind, body, and soul, like I've told you. So, back to what he was saying. It is reported, said Tony, by many, that all key federal agents either didn't go to work or left the building quickly before the blast in Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center. We know the Vatican was involved because God said, quote, she is the mother of abominations of the earth, in Revelation 17:5. We are told that we are dealing with the continuation of the Nazi Party, whose members are many government agents in our country today. According to not only Joseph, but thousands of others, our armed forces are being sent in the wrong direction to be gun fodder. And our American forces are being used to wage urban warfare against American citizens, just as they were at Waco. They are being trained for this because the Vatican knows that the citizens of the world are getting hip to them, maybe. So they're planning what they call urban warfare. Now, he's telling this years ago, but what if you go on the internet today, just check out Jade Helm. Exactly what that huge military buildup is in our country. Urban war, they're preparing for urban warfare. Talk about all the tunnels that Walmart, closings of the Walmart stores today and what's going on inside there and the tunnels they're supposedly building, which are on record, you can find the documents, in the South right now. Urban warfare against the people. Now, according to Joseph, thousands, you know, what we're talking, they are being trained for this because the Vatican knows the citizens. You got to get to them. So they're planning what they call urban warfare, Americans killing Americans, and so on, throughout the world. They exalt their precision weaponry and skill of their soldiers. Check that little, you know what I'm saying, this, check that little YouTube I sent out, that somebody sent me. Of a guy, you know, just a normal guy driving his car in Barstow, California. You know where Barstow's at. Many people pass them when they go to Vegas. But it's amazing. You want to see the buildup of vehicles? Rows and rows, miles of military vehicles. What are they going to do with all of them? What do you think they're going to do with all of them? Urban warfare. Americans killing Americans. Now, they exalt their weaponry. That's right out in Barstow. That's what Tony's telling you. And skill of their soldiers. They exalt their speeches against God and his people, just as they did in the Bible in chapter 36 of Isaiah. And Dr. Joseph, in his book, also stated that, like Nazis who followed the terrorist attack on the Reichstag, passed and issued numerous edicts. These were public notices issued by official federal or state authorities designed to destroy constitutionality guaranteed civil rights. The Bush administration issued its own edicts after 9/11. Hitler used the threat of terrorism as a campaign theme and to consolidate his power to gain control of German parliament. George Bush and his team have followed the same plan. What this book is basically saying is that the Bush administration has patterned itself exactly after Hitler, Goering, and the Nazi Party. And if you want to get real far, so just use your little bit of intuitive thinking here. If Hitler and Goering said that they patterned the Nazi Party on the organization of the Vatican and the Jesuit order, then if we patterned the Bush administration, Obama administration, Clinton administration as patterned exactly after Hitler, Goering, and the Nazi Party, things that are going on with terrorism, then it makes sense that they're also patterning it after the Vatican and that they work with them. Doesn't take much to do that, does it? But you got a lot of flack out there. You got the whole of the internet to get through and all of their controlled opposition people who keep you from this story. Turn you in a different direction. Then on the mainstream, you got the same thing going on, but just at a different level. So you got a lot of flack to go through before you get to that tree, don't you? And that's what we basically try to do on this show. That's what Tony Alamo was trying to do for 40 years. And that's exactly why he was in jail right now. Not because of the charges and the Mann Act that they trumped up on him, but because of things like this that he was talking about. And what I'm reading to you, I'm going to read a couple more paragraphs and then maybe have time for a few letters and information that shows you that he was framed. And I did that yesterday in the majority of the show. But he said this, Tony said this. He said, in 1942, the Bush family, and this came... was still in business with the Nazis, despite the declaration of war by Hitler against the United States. The consequence was that three Bush companies were seized by the U.S. government for being in violation of the Training in Enemies Act. And what he's saying is that, and he's reading from Dr. Joseph's book, talking about the Nazi link to the Bush family was first alleged in 1934 by the U.S. Congress, which believed the Hamburg America Line and Union Bank, directed by Prescott Bush, were subsidizing the Nazi movement in Germany and the United States. Corporations associated, directed by Bush and his cronies back then, had been working with and financing the Nazis and their supporters since 1924. Now he was a senator. Oh, boy. But now the family has turned over a new leaf, haven't they? Robert Lederman, in January 18th, 2001 issue of the Philadelphia City Paper, .net, in an article entitled "The Bush Gang," stated, "The Bush family were crucial players in setting up the industrial power behind the Hitler's Third Reich." The consequence was that, in Joseph's books, was that three Bush companies were seized by the U.S. government for back then for being in violation of the Trading in Enemies Act. As we should. So, why does his, you know, what are we going to, you think, it's like, it'd be similar to like Hitler's son taking office in Germany, you know. Now, as we shall discover, doing business with those who kill Americans is a Bush business tradition. In October 1942, the government of the United States tried to put the Bush family out of business. U.S. Government Vesting Order number 248. Issued in 1942, resulted in the seizure of Union Bank's assets as they were being used to support the Nazi war effort and were serving as a Nazi front. Two other vesting orders were issued that year, and two more Nazi front companies directed by Bush Bank and his associates were seized: Holland American Trading Corporation and the Seamless Steel Equipment Corporation. Prescott Bush was forced to divest himself, at least overtly, of his Nazi associations. So, one more paragraph on this, and it's worth, I'm glad he brought this stuff to your attention, because it really rings true of what's going on today. Following the end of the war, Bush negotiated with his friends in government, trading his Nazi assets and Nazi contacts for political favors, including support when he sought political office. With the helpful Vatican assistance of Bush and his cronies, including in particular Alan Dulles, Nazis were recruited and became high-ranking members of the Vatican American Intelligence Organization that would later be named the CIA, an organization that George H.W. Bush would soon lead. As detailed by Christopher Simpson, BBC News and UPI, Nazis were recruited, brought to the United States, and then subsidized by Bush's CIA to build a power base for the Republican right wing after World War II. Several Nazis became top Bush campaign aides, and this is why our government has given our industry over to Germany, Japan, Taiwan, and other countries. Our nation is weakened. Our people are without jobs. And some of our people are even homeless because of these monsters. And I'm telling you, folks, this was written a while back. There's a lot more people homeless because of these monsters in the Vatican. Why are we letting them do this to us, said Tony. Why are we not praying to God, to take vengeance on this evil? What will we do and what will they do if God doesn't stop them? If you're born of water and the Spirit of God, He will hear you and answer you. He will either save the people's souls if you listen. Now, that's just some of the things that landed Tony in jail for years, 175 years. And some of the other things things I wanted to bring up here right now, if I could find it real quick here, is that there's a lot of information out there, that he was framed. And I did that on yesterday's show, and I talked to you, I read some of the letters, some of the things that were there to show you he was. And I wanted to just say one thing. There was another thing. There's some letters from a number of people, and even, like I said yesterday, some of the girls that testified against him, and there were four or five, have recanted. But that doesn't matter, because it's over and done with. And every appeal he's tried to write over these years now have been rubber stamped all the way up, and they won't even listen to it at the high courts. They just rubber stamp, and because they say, we got to put this guy away. because the court system is in the pocket of Rome as well. And somebody said this, writing in his behalf. He said, juries have been wrong many times. Tony's jury was wrong because they were polluted with the wrong information. There was a jury note that stated they didn't find any evidence of sex on the trips, which is what Tony Lama was charged with. Taking underage girls across state lines for the purpose of having sex. He was taking them and they were going on trips, you know, Christian outings. But the Mann Act, this act that was used not for these purposes, but it was used in the old days to control guys who were taking prostitutes across the country. That's basically what they had to do. I mean, if they really had something on this guy, they would have charged him directly with the crime, but they didn't. They sent a note to the judge, the jury. So they had no evidence. The jury said, we don't have any evidence that there was any sex on these trips. They sent a note to the judge asking him, can we still convict if we don't have any? What kind of question is that? I mean, are these people real? Do they have a mind of their own? That's like saying, let me check the time here so I make sure I don't run out of time. That's like saying, you know, the guy didn't steal the loaf of bread, but can I still convict him for it? Well, we'll be back with more on Tony Alamo and the Vatican and other things on more shows on the Investigative Journal. Have a good night and good night.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and